The Venezuelan president has lashed out at his U.S. counterpart for his latest rhetoric against the Latin American nation. Nicolas Maduro accused Donald Trump of speaking in an almost Nazi style. He said the U.S. president is not in a position to deliver orders to the Venezuelan army. Speaking to his supporters in Miami on Monday, Trump called on the Venezuelan military to abandon Maduro and switch allegiance to opposition leader Juan Guaido.
You can choose to accept President Guaido's generous offer of amnesty to live your life in peace with your families and your countrymen. Or you can choose the second path, continuing to support Maduro. If you choose this path, you will find no safe harbor, no easy exit, and no way out. You will lose everything.
Trump also reiterated his support for Guaido, warning that all options against the Maduro government remain open. He has already threatened to use military force to oust Maduro. The European Union says it strongly rejects any military intervention in Venezuela. The country plunged into crisis after Guaido proclaimed himself as interim president. The United States and many of its allies have already recognized him, but others, including Russia, China, Turkey, and Iran, have strongly rejected any foreign interference in Venezuela's affairs and reaffirmed their support for democratically elected Maduro. Gloria Estela Laliva. She's a Latin American expert. She's joining us via Skype out of San Francisco. Gloria, it's good to see you and talk to you. What enables the U.S. president and gives him the permission to talk to an independent army of an independent country like what you heard he said?
Yes, it would be a joke if it weren't so serious, but if you know anything about the Venezuelan military, it is very loyal to the Bolivarian Revolution and to not only the legacy of Hugo Chavez, but to President Nicolas Maduro. The military officers who were the same generation as Chavez were involved in the attack on the old regime, the Fourth Republic, as they call it, for the brutality against the people, the extreme racism, and they are committed actually to socialism. So the continual calls by the officials of Trump, not only Trump today, but previous ones, in saying, come to our side, both bribing and then threatening and then bribing and threatening again, shows how desperate they are to add cover, military cover, saying that they have military people on their side, and they don't. They actually don't. I think it's an ominous situation. I agree with President Maduro that when you hear Trump tonight, it really sounds very fascistic. And he had around him very right-wing Venezuelans who, they're wealthy. They live in Miami, and they can go back to Venezuela as well. But what they want is total domination, and they will serve as puppets for the U.S., which will have the ultimate control over the oil and all the great resources that Venezuela has if they were to succeed, and I really don't think they will.
Mm-hmm. You know, Gloria, nobody denies that the situation in Venezuela is far from good. That's a reality. But the thing is that when something happens within the politics of one single country, it is expected to be solved within that one single country. What a lot of people don't get right now is the obsession, let's just put it that way, of the United States and especially President Donald Trump in trying to solve the problem of Venezuela single-handedly and through intervention. You tell me.
Well, they don't really want to solve the problem. Because if you look at what they've done to Libya, destroyed a country that actually was meeting the needs of the people, it was great progress there. I know I was in Iraq several times during the sanctions, and the U.S. broke apart the country. They starved more than 1 million people to death. They committed genocide in Iraq. They weren't there for the people, even though they say so. I was in Yugoslavia for 10 days during the bombing in 1999, and they destroyed the economic structure and killed hundreds of people. It's not about the people. It never has been. Profits and geopolitical control. They speak in rhetorical terms of humanitarian aid. Remember the humanitarian aid of the crisis of Yugoslavia? That was false. They have to cover their crimes with nice-sounding words. And it's really criminal of the European countries like France and Germany, England, and others that are going along with charade. It's an absolute charade. Canada, the Group of Lima, minus Mexico, to put up a puppet like Juan Guaido, who has absolutely no power in Venezuela. Now, you were talking about the crisis. I think that it's very impressive what the Venezuelan government has done. You actually have to be here to go into the neighborhoods and see that out of 30 million people, the CLAP program, C-L-A-P, a food distribution to overcome and resist the economic war, to give people essential things of rice, cooking, oil, beans, eggs, oil, and meat, protein, chicken, meat, as we saw the other day, this weekend. And they're going to extend that to millions more. They're going to extend the distribution for monthly, bi-weekly. Now, you can go to many, many stores. The stores are actually full of items. It's true. The food is expensive. It's very expensive. But there's no shortage.